Warm greetings, friends and viewers. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We're back here in the kitchen with Chef Kerry Brown and his guest, Rainey. You might recognize Kerry's name on the package of Follow Your Heart's Chicken-Free Chicken as the creator of this ingenious soy-based alternative to chicken. A chef mostly by passion and hobby, Kerry has a decorated background in the arts as a writer, producer, and director spanning the past four decades. He has won numerous commendations, including an Emmy Award for the Olympics coverage, as well as being recognized by the Directors Guild of America. He has instructed film and television at the University of California, Los Angeles, University of Southern California, and the American Film Institute. Nowadays, Kerry divides his time developing educational programs and teaching students how to be healthier, and enjoys his days serving delicious vegetarian dishes at a local veterans hospital. Today's episode will be the grand finale of our series of colorful cuisines with Chef Kerry Brown. Cooking with vegan fish is today's unique theme, and Chef Kerry will introduce us to some international favorites: vegan ceviche, vegan tuna salad, and bouillabaisse.
Here we are in our kitchen in Los Angeles, California. Los Angeles is a very special city. We have many cultures, many languages. In fact, this city has over 100 languages spoken every day. And along with the languages and the culture comes the food. And the foods are wonderful. So during this show, you're going to see food which has traditional names and traditional flavors, but made with soy protein and soy ingredients, with no egg and no dairy and, of course, no meat. Now, I have a guest today, Rainey Fahmy. Rainey, come on in. Hello. Rainey, hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Rainey is an educator, and she teaches children about fruits and vegetables, moving from school to school all through the year. So you teach almost every culture.
I do. I come across a lot of cultures.
Great. Well, let's start cooking something here. Let's have some fun, okay? The first thing we're going to cook today is ceviche. Ceviche is a food from Peru, and it's really cooked in acid. And this is ceviche right here on the counter.
The acid kind of marinates it.
Exactly.
Flavors together.
In here is fish and onions and celery and garlic, all kind of good stuff.
All my favorites.
Whoa! And what we're going to do, is, since this takes a long time to make, is we're just going to talk about it here. We're going to take some of the ceviche out of here.
Now, do you like to leave it in its juice when you serve it?
Oh, I think the juice kind of attaches itself to it. Mm-hmm. See, like that? One, and we'll give about two pieces of this. Now, this has been actually sitting in here for 2 days.
Wow.
Now, traditionally, this is served with boiled potato. And in this case, it is potato, sweet potato, and corn on the cob.
Delicious.
And let me get a pair of tongs here, okay? A pair of tongs, and we pick it up. And we'll take perhaps some corn and some sweet potato. Now, these are both boiled corn and boiled sweet potatoes. And
you know what's amazing about it is, like, because it's marinated for a couple days, when you open it, you can just smell the aroma. Oh, so good.
Well, that's our first dish today, and you'll find the full recipe for this on the website.
Now, can I go back there and eat it? Oh, I have to help you with the rest of it.
I'm afraid so. That's part of the ground rules here. Now we're going to do something that is very American. It's called tuna salad.
My favorite.
And we use a food processor. You can use a blender or you can chop it by hand. And we're going to use these ingredients right here. So we'll take, you want to put these four pieces of fish in there. Now this fish is soy protein fish. It has no fish in there. There's no fish scales. There's no fish juice. It is all made with soy. And it's kind of exciting. The black skin around there is seaweed, black seaweed. This is vegetarian mayonnaise. It's made with soy. So there's, again, no egg or egg yolk in here. And we're putting in about half a cup here. That's all that. Okay. And the next ingredient in there is a little ginger powder. We have the ginger powder here?
We have ginger, crushed ginger.
Hey, good. A little ginger powder in there, please. And a celery. We need a piece of celery. Here's our celery right here. Our celery has been soaking in water to get it crispy and nice and very good. A little bit of powdered mustard. We have a mustard here?
We sure do. We should.
And we just use a little bit of powdered mustard, about a half a teaspoon, if you would.
You can smell that mustard. It's pretty strong.
Yeah, this is an Asian-type mustard, so it's real, real strong. That's good quantity there.
Right.
Pickle relish, please put that in there. And a little bit of our carrot. Okay, carrots go in there. Okay, and the onion goes in there.
Now, do you use the white part also?
You can. I like the green part just because it adds color and a little bit of splendor to it. Okay, so let's turn on our machine, process it. And you pulse it on and off. Incidentally, the difference between a food processor and a blender. A lot of people don't know the difference. And there is a difference, believe it or not. A blender uses a dull blade, kind of like a mortar and pestle. So it's a grinding action on the blender. A food processor uses sharp knives that cut through the food, just as though you're chopping it with a chopper, or cutting it with a knife. So there is a difference, and you get different textures out of it. Hey! I think you did it. What do you think?
I think so.
Ooh, yes. Okay, we're ready. We're in business here. And I think you can just take this right off here like this. And if you want a more intense fish flavor, of course you can add seaweed to this.
Now, I noticed that you don't add any salt to it. Is there a reason?
Yeah, I do not believe in the use of salt, quite honestly. Most of the foods that we have here have plenty of salt. Also, we use a lot of lemon peel. Now, this particular one has fish in it. Even the vegan fish has a high level of sodium, so you really don't need to add any sodium to it. I should bring this out here, tuna salad. Now, we're going to take a piece of the toast and a little bit of tuna fish here and make a tuna salad. Now, another way to use this is with lettuce leaves, and we have that right here.
Oh, yes, with the lettuce leaves, like almost like a boat.
Now, what we do is we take the tuna. Okay, you want to take a piece and put it right in here?
Sure.
Right down the center. Can you see this?
Wow.
Isn't that pretty?
That looks so delicious.
Now, if your lettuce is real stiff like this lettuce is, you can actually put it into water, cooking it in water or in the microwave for a few seconds.
Beautiful.
Isn't that fun?
Yes.
And very, very low in carb, so it's fun to eat. Now, for the big, big number here. This is our bouillabaisse. Oh, thank you. Bouillabaisse is a French dish, and it's really fish which has been cooked in a stew. We've actually started some back here, but we're going to put a little bit together here so you get some idea of what's involved in the process. Now, our bouillabaisse contains nothing but vegan fish. This is a vegan shrimp. Contains absolutely no fish.
Wow, that looks like the real thing.
Vegan whitefish and oysters. Wow. So we've got all kind of good stuff in here. Now, in addition to this, sausage. Again, the sausage is vegan. It contains no animal product at all. Now, what's involved here is cutting it into about 3/4 inch pieces. Everything about the same size. Go for this, same way. Now this all goes on the stove, and on the stove we're going to put an onion in there. I'm going to chop the onion up here to give you an idea. You cook the onion until it goes translucent. Add a small amount of garlic to it. Now some of the other ingredients are saffron, basil, and garlic, and lemon peel, and this is our specialty for a few minutes from now. Okay, now back here on the stove, we've been cooking this for quite a while. So let's put in the additional ingredients right in here. Go ahead.
Wow, this is so beautiful. And you can smell like all the herbs.
Okay, and some tomatoes. So we're going to put the garlic in there. And this is saffron. And last but not least is basil. So that's pretty much it.
And I wish I could just send the aroma out there.
Thank you.
Hi, again, welcome back. Here's the result of vegan fish. Wonderful food. Bouillabaisse, hot, steamy, delicious, served on garlic buttered toast. The butter, incidentally, is strictly margarine and strictly vegan. This is tuna salad, delicious. And incidentally, you want to hype the flavor of the tuna salad? Add some seaweed to it. It's wonderful. It adds a little bit more roundness. Although this, as you'll discover, is very, very good. This is our ceviche. Ceviche, that's fish cooked in lemon juice and acid. And it's traditionally served with a little bit of corn on the cob and some sweet potato. Makes a wonderful combination. These were just boiled and then placed on the plate. And finally, a child's lunch with a tuna salad and a little bit of pepper for color, and served on a piece of French bread. Again, thank you. Thank you very much,
so Rini.
It's
me.
Been a pleasure, a joy, and I'm glad. And you're going to continue teaching with the kids?
Absolutely, because you know the number one thing that they need most when they're learning to eat is inspiration. And you know, I find that with kids, as many times as possible, keep offering them the same fruits and vegetables, because they may say no the first time, but on the 15th and 20th try of offering that to them, they will take it. So just keep on going and keep on showing them the same fruits and vegetables so that they can eventually pick on it.
And present the meal with lots of color.
Correct.
And pizzazz, and get them involved in the cooking, because that makes all
important.
The difference.
Yes.
And this is healthy food, good food, food that the kids will enjoy. Again, thank you for joining us. See you soon again. Bye-bye.
Our gracious thanks to Chef Kerry Brown and his three wonderful guests for bringing such visual delights and palate-pleasing recipes to share with viewers around the world. And now, please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples, up next on Supreme Master Television. May creativity and compassion be the essence of contemporary cuisines.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.